Well, that's exactly what it was. The American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, is a group that pairs corporations with state legislatures. They're very influential. And basically, after the Supreme Court upheld Indiana's voter ID law in 2008, ALEC drafted mock voter ID legislation that was then introduced in all of these states following the 2010 election in virtually identical form, whether it was Texas or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. The bills all look the same. And you don't just suddenly get a situation where 180 new voting restrictions are introduced in 41 states. Someone has to be organizing it. And it was certainly true that this was the strategy that the Republican Party decided to adopt after Barack Obama's election. And instead of trying to reach out to new constituencies, they wanted to instead make it harder for these new constituencies to be able to participate in the political process. And so this was not something that was a grassroots uprising. This was orchestrated at the highest levels of the Republican Party, and certainly an effort that was national in scope and very well organized.